would love to see some real healing in the mind of Texas.
The mind of Texas is affecting me very deeply.
The mind of Texas is critical to what the future of Texas is about.
Hi, I'm Ike Evans, host of the Mind of Texas podcast from KUT News 90.5. Texas is a big and diverse state, and so are the minds of the people in it. Each episode, we bring you a discussion on what's happening in Texas and its effect on our mental health.
It's hard when you don't feel heard or seen, because sometimes I don't. So to the people out there who don't feel heard or seen, I understand you and I hear you, and I hope someday that somebody else will as well.
It is often said that children are our future. So in this episode, we are talking about youth leadership and the miracles that can happen when young people are empowered to embrace new leadership opportunities to help improve their neighborhoods and communities. Through the example of an extraordinary young person who is affiliated with Bastrop County Cares, a grantee partner of the Hawk Foundation for Mental Health. We're going to be talking a lot about community resilience. So I think it's helpful to know what it is exactly that I mean by community resilience. So the American Psychological Association defines resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. And note that phrase, adapting well. So not just withstanding, not just surviving. And so applying that to community resilience is when people in places are able to adapt well in the face of the bad things that sometimes happen, whether it's natural disasters, whether, as is unfortunately increasingly the case, mass shooting incidents, political crisis, whatever it is that might just sow disunity or adversely affect people's mental health. Communities model resilience when they're able to come together in response to adverse circumstances and act in ways that leave themselves better off. We're seeing that modeled right now in the community of Uvalde. They are showing a tremendous amount of resilience in the face of the tragic school shooting that happened last year. And that's just one example. Before we get into it, a quick heads up that we will be talking about suicide and suicidal ideation, so listener discretion is advised. September is Suicide Prevention Month. I have some numbers for you, courtesy of the Congressional Black Caucus Emergency Task Force on Black Youth Suicide and Mental Health. Did you know that suicide is the second leading cause of death in youth ages 10 to 19 years? And that over the past decade, the suicide rate for Black youth rose from 2.55 per 100,000 in 2007 to 4.82 per 100,000 in 2017. Black youth under 13 years are twice as likely to die by suicide compared to their white peers. And then finally, the suicide rate among Black youth has been found to be increasing faster than any other racial ethnic group. Joining us now from Bastrop is Crystal Grimes, Director of Inclusion and Resilience for Bastrop County Cares and co-founder of Black Kings of the Future. Andrew Dashnaw, who's making a difference in their community at all of 16 years of age. How did the two of you first meet and how did the two of you kind of first connect?
We kind of first met at the Youth Summit, which was actually Miss Crystal's mom's idea, because I know her mom because she usually does my hair. So I was reading her a poem I wrote one day that was based off of youth mental health, but she heard the poem and was like, you should definitely be a part of this Youth Summit that we're doing. And I was like, okay, that sounds like fun. I'll check it out. And then I got to meet the lovely Miss Crystal, And we started just working together. And I think we really started connecting when we found out that, like, we had very similar ideas and, like, a pathway that we wanted to go on this. So, yeah, I think that's when we really started connecting.
My mom has also been at the table for the Youth Summit planning team. And I was asking, I said, we just need some new innovative youth. Do you know anybody? And she said, Rue. I'm gonna see if Rue can come to the table. And as soon as Rue started talking in the room, I said, yeah, this was a perfect marriage. And then when this opportunity came, it was just the way that Rue spoke up, advocated for themselves. It was beautiful. So that's how we got here.
So Crystal, you just heard me read off some, what I would think would strike most people as some rather surprising statistics. So imagine that you're addressing a group of, let's just call them decision makers on this issue. Having worked closely with young people there in your community, what would you want to get across to them, you know, from your own point of view?
When it comes to youth suicide, and I would say not only for Black youth, but for all youth, in particular for the rural communities of Texas, I would say that it's extremely important for policymakers, academics, teachers, school districts, everyone to adopt a community engagement process that actually listens to the input, the voices, and ideas of our youth. We're going into our second annual Youth Summit, which is a Bastrop County Youth Summit. But previous to that, myself and a few other community leaders, we have been deeply engaged with the youth of Bastrop County. But the biggest takeaway that we have been able to garner from planning and implementing and really seeing the necessity of the Youth Summit that we've been doing here in Bastrop County is the voices of our youth. And actually, the theme of our first ever Youth Summit was Hear Us Now. And the teens of our community were really, really adamant that they feel that they're unheard. Their opinions may be heard in different places or, you know, a survey may be done. But the biggest piece is our youth are extremely intelligent. They are extremely innovative, creative. They understand what they are experiencing from a different perspective. Their perspective and insight is different than a lot of different generations. And as we can see, that makes them really vulnerable to a lot of different things that are happening in our society as of now, especially in this pre-COVID society. And so I would say, listen, take their voices, their opinions to heart, incorporate them in the decisions that are being made, and also in the implementation of those ideas to incorporate our youth and our teens. And Rue is a local youth here in Bastrop County who is an extremely intellectual, creative innovator. Their voice has been critical in the process of the Bastrop County Youth Summit that we're planning for the second annual.
So Rue, you just heard me and Crystal saying a little bit about, you know, youth mental health. And yeah, I had to start off with some fairly bleak statistics. Our listeners would love to know more about you and the work that you are doing, both for yourself, but also for a more resilient Bastrop County.
I try to take a step back when life gets a little too hard. And my community, I know what it's like to not feel seen or heard. And I think that can really help with the issue at hand. So I'm trying to help advocate for others who don't have that voice and can't speak up like I can. I want to help others who don't feel seen and heard.
So Crystal mentioned the Youth Summit. I would love to know a little bit more about the role that you're playing in that.
I'm part of the creative team in the Youth Summit. I'm helping with designing commercials for the Youth Summit, trying to get people to come out. I'm helping with like designing the t-shirts and the programs. I'm part of the creative division.
And so, like you mentioned, how you sort of hope to be blazing a trail for others who might not be as far along in finding their voice. I mean, is that a fair characterization of the impact that you're hoping to have?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You said that you have some personal insight, even in the topic of youth suicide. And so whatever it is that you feel confident in sharing with our listeners, there's sure to be a lot that they can take from it.
Since I was young, like really young, I've struggled with suicidal ideations and sometimes self-harming when it gets to that point. So I know how it feels to everyone out there who feels like they're just done. And it's understandable. Life can be really hard. And sometimes you're just like, I don't want to live a life that's just going to continue being uphill. But something that's really helped me is just music, being outside, exercising, going on walks. A lot of people, I wouldn't say don't have good coping skills, it's just they don't know where to go. I'm fortunate enough to have somebody that I can go to and I can be like, hey, I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. Can you find something to put this energy towards? And I can do something that does help me. But it's hard when you don't feel heard or seen, because sometimes I don't. And that's why I self-harm, because it's only making the problem worse. So to the people out there who don't feel heard or seen, I understand you and I hear you. And I hope someday that somebody else will as well.
Crystal, what's your reaction, you know, hearing that?
Number one, Rue is extremely brave. And I thank you, Rue, for sharing that, sharing the vulnerability, but also the strength and the resilience in your walk. I would say from the first moment that I actually met Rue, I could see the power. Rue commands a room. There is clearly a purpose and a place in this world for Rue, and Rue is living that. If I'm not sure if Rue recognizes that or not, especially being a part of the creative team, Rue has been very, very instrumental in guiding the team towards a vision that will live on for generations when it comes to the t-shirts, when it comes to the website design, the flyers, just the way that we are getting the word out about the Youth Summit. And so, number one, I just want to congratulate Rue for their bravery. But I would also like to say that last year, and it will trickle into this year. So this year, our theme for the Bastrop County Youth Summit, it is the power to change, as well as we all matter. And that's a way for the youth to speak about, you know, hear them and actually take their concerns, their lived experiences into consideration. So as we plan this, each aspect of the Youth Summit is co-planned, co-designed, and implemented by a panel of youth from Bastrop County, which incorporates three major cities here in Bastrop County. But last year, we had 182 youth to attend our Youth Summit. And at the end, we did kind of a conversation and a project to where we asked them, what is a resilient community to you from your perspective, from the team perspective? And we received some amazing feedback that is going into planning our second annual. But I'm also happy to say that we were able to present that to our county commissioner court. And so they heard the voices of the youth, of what they've said about creating more mental health days, trying to implement that in the school systems, in our county commission, city council, really a trickle down effect of not only talking about the youth, talking about the issues, because we do know here in Bastrop County that the trend of youth mental health challenges are going up. There are not enough providers to be able to serve and service those needs. And so we are working on community partnerships to be able to support that, peer partnerships, youth to be able to utilize their voices to bring awareness to the issues that are going on, not only in Bastrop County, but throughout our country. Also, last year, we were visited by Queen Maxima of the Netherlands. Because of our Youth Summit here in Bastrop County, she actually visited Bastrop County. We were able to have 10 different youth mentees or youth peers to be able to speak to the Queen, to be able to voice their opinions about what's happening in the landscape of youth mental health. So we are very, very excited. We're hopeful for the future of youth mental health here in Bastrop, alongside partners like Rue, to be able to speak their truth and to be able to stand in who they are to make a change for not only themselves, but for the others to come behind them.
Let me just add real quick. Did y'all know that, yes, Queen Maxima of the Netherlands was in the metro last fall? One of her stops was indeed Bastrop, and it was, in fact, Crystal, among others, representing the Bastrop County Cares that received her, and it was quite a beautiful occasion. And the youth in particular, they showed up, they showed out, and it was this high praise. Yeah, even from Her Majesty herself and her whole retinue. So, yeah.
Exactly. And if I can say, the biggest thing that came from that, Ike, was even from the Queen, that a lot of the issues that our youth are going through, it's not very different worldwide. And so even the youth of the Netherlands, you know, it's a different landscape. It's a different country. But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the struggles, when it comes down to the strategies to overcome those, it's the same. And so there's a lot of things that we can do, you know, in our counties, in our cities, state, world, that we can come together to create a more peaceful and resilient place to live for our youth and our children.
Rue, you mentioned things that you do that help your mental health. So maybe you could add some things or, you know, just tell us things that your friends find helpful with regard to their mental health, because I know that that's something that you care deeply about.
Yeah, something for me that just helps me with my mental health, or like helps me remember not to do the things that we've talked about, is just remembering my goal for the future. If I'm not here, then I can't be that advocate for others. I can't help all these wonderful people find their own path. So I look for my future. I see that the place that I'm in is dark, but I'm also like, if I don't leave this dark place, then I'll never get back to the light. My friends, a lot of them kind of confide within each other, I guess. Like their mental health thing would be like talking to another friend, being with a loved one, being with somebody they know and trust, and just staying with them, recharging their energy with the person that they trust and care about. Some of my friends are like me and love being outdoors, so some people just go outdoors and sit outside for a little bit, maybe take a walk or go swimming or hiking. Other people go to art, like me. Whenever I'm feeling down, I grab my sketch pad and I just sketch until something comes out of it. And then I'm like, oh, look at this beautiful art I made. And it helps me remember that, like, yes, this was bad, but something good came out of it. Music helps a lot, because for people who can't speak and don't have that voice, there's songs out there that have already put your voice into those lyrics. Because there are people out there who are like you and feel the same way.
Crystal, tell us more about the Resilient Bastrop Collaborative. Like, who are some of the major stakeholders, and what changes is it trying to make in the community for youth mental health in particular?
So the Resilient Bastrop County Initiative was started in 2018 with funding from the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health. And we are happy to say that we have some great partnerships and community members at the table. And so not only is it community members with lived experiences, we have community health workers, we have mental health organizations like NAMI and Life Steps and a few others. We have some partnerships with some academic institutions, local organizations, Chamber of Commerce's, really to be able to promote mental health equity. And what that means is that for all of Bastrop County to have equal access to mental health services, to be able to understand what it means when we say resilience, to be able to have a base level understanding when it comes to community engagement, community trust building, healing space creation, so that we all can come to the table together to be well, to have equal access to well-being and mental health. So when it comes to youth mental health, we have co-created the Bastrop County Youth Summit alongside a few different community organizations, with one of the top being our local Ascension Catholic Church, as well as Bastrop ISD. And we have many, many teens at the table. Last year, we have over 180 youth who were in attendance from four different school districts here in Bastrop County. And we are doing work. We're continuing. Of course, there's lots and lots of work to do. Our local mental health authority, which is Bluebonnet Trails, We are working to form a more solidified partnership with them because they have brought up the issue of youth mental health and the need for more clinicians and mental health providers to be able to serve the need that is coming out of Bastrop County and similar rural communities. And so the Resilient Bastrop County, we are here. We are open to all to be at the table, youth and others to be there to work alongside us.
I would love to know about a personal story or testimony that shows the impact that your collaborative is having on young people.
From the beginning of the Resilient Bastrop County initiative, from the formation of that, it was very clear that in order to get community members and organizations and others to the table to be able to do this work with us, we had a lot of healing that needed to be done. And healing in terms of historical race-based trauma healing. And once we got to the place of creating a space to be able to do that, the trust, the example that was formed in our community to be able to build other tables of safe space creation, like the Youth Summit, that was something that was really, really natural. I am a mother of two young men that are 10 and 11. And so I think from a personal perspective, that example of not only the bravery that it takes to be able to form a table that speaks about racism and healing racial trauma, but also creating multiple tables of centering youth voice. And that has formed the evolution of the Black Kings of the Future. It was previously called the Bastrop County Black Boys Collective, but it evolved through some funding from the Hogg Foundation and the Central Texas African American Family Conference. We received a grant to be able to do some local work here for our young men here in Bastrop County to come together from a social connection perspective to really experience different things in our community that they're often not either not exposed to or that they may not have been aware of. And so that is my personal story about, you know, the resilience work that we're doing here in the county.
As we have been doing this podcast, I have been asking our guests how the mind of Texas affects theirs. My thesis is that there is much that is uniquely stressful, uniquely aggravating, uniquely inspiring, uniquely hopeful, uniquely promising, uniquely creative, uniquely infuriating, uniquely all things about life in Texas. And this is particularly true for people of color, for members of historically excluded groups in general. You can add rural communities in Texas that are underserved. For anyone who's really trying to make a positive difference that impacts mental health and well-being, there are just things about this state that will try your patience. But on a good day, may also inspire you to achieve things that you never dreamt were possible. And so I'm interested in the mind of Texas. I'm interested in all the ways that the mind of Texas bears down upon the minds of individuals in our state. And so let's hear what Crystal and Rue have to say.
I'd say the mind of Texas is affecting me very, very deeply, because of everything that's gone on in the past year. There's a lot that's gone on in Texas I think really needs to change. And it hurts my mental health knowing that I'm living in a place that isn't benefiting me, it's hurting me. Like what happened with George Floyd, that terrifies me every day. I'm 16, I'm old enough to drive, and I have to be scared, more scared than a normal teenager would be when it comes to driving because of my race. I'm terrified. Abortion rights. I am not a kid who would just go around and fool around, but there are kids who are out there who are like that. Accidents can happen, and if that safety net is no longer there, then I'm scared. Kids my age and younger having children who barely know how to take care of themselves, let alone having the ideations I do, that's a terrifying thought in itself right there. And to think that that's about to become a reality, that really affects me. So the mind of Texas not only is affecting me, it's hurting me in more ways than one.
I agree. since 2020, and I would say coupled with my age, just some different experiences, it has hurt, it can hurt. But what it's done for me, it's kind of brought me to a place of resistance, but it's also been a place of thrusting me to a place of solution building and solution finding. And because of youth like Rue, of my children and others, you know, really pushing forward to say, if you're not going to recognize the issues that are harming us as opposed to helping us or bringing us all together, if this is the continuation of that, then what is the alternative? And so really looking for alternative ways for us to come together as a community to be able to solve our own problems, or to be able to, from a mental health perspective of actually that is something that drove me to become a counselor, was the lack of clinicians that look like me, that understood my walk in life. And so it really continues to thrust me into a space of filling that gap that is being left behind by the policies and the systems that are currently and still in place that have actually historically been in place, but that are continuing to get worse, it feels like, over time.
Some of our listeners might love your advice, particularly those who are either the, you know, the parents of youth or caregivers. Just advice on any resources or tips on things that they can be doing to either, you know, better connect with or to help young people who they may be concerned about.
I think because I am a clinician here in Bastrop County, the knowledge of the community organizations and people that come together in order to address mental health has been extremely inspiring. I can't think of another word, but it's been truly inspiring to see the amount of people, and I think just a different level of awareness when it comes to mental health, and particularly for youth mental health. And so the first thing I would say is local mental health authorities. So that may be Integral Care or Blue Bonnet Trails here in Bastrop. But also there are a lot of different inpatient and outpatient places that people can go to. Also, the knowledge that if you call 911, there are mental health officers that are staffed in order to be able to respond to youth mental health crises. And so I think really addressing youth mental health from a perspective of understanding, first and foremost, we've all been in a place where we have struggled with some form of mental health challenges. And I think if we begin to normalize that and not to place our youth or any other people in a place where they feel othered, there has been a lot of othering lately. And I think if we can begin to normalize and bring that together, but also to be aware and really seek out, proactively seek out what resources are around, what are available. For instance, the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health, I would say start in different places like that. We also have an Office of Rural Health that is through our Health and Human Services Department. There are resources widely available all over. Here in Bastrop County, we have the Bastrop County Cares website. We also have the Youth Summit of Bastrop County website. There's a lot of different places for parents, caregivers, congregations, academics. It's a lot of places where people can go in order to get the resources. I recommend proactively looking at where you can go in times of need so that when the time comes, you know where to go and who to trust.
So one of the things that I sort of plucked out of the conversation that you just heard is that the story of what is happening in Bastrop is largely the story of what is possible when people are brought together across generations, across vocations, across sectors. In the case of Crystal and Rue, just a chance encounter with Crystal's mom opened up a new world of possibilities that are yielding fruitful results. And there are lessons in that for all of us. Just finding one another and creating venues for people to come together and address community issues and problems that people have in common. You never know what might result from that. Something pretty dramatic, in fact. So when it comes to mental health, as I've been saying, it shows up in a lot of different places, and people come at it from where they're at. You don't really begin to get a handle on the problem until you manage to facilitate, you know, people just coming together, comparing notes about what they've been through and where they've come from and what they would like to see happen in their communities. Because that's what it is, a community. And that's what we all need. Thanks for listening to Mind of Texas. You can find our full list of episodes at KUT.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a rating and review on your preferred podcast player. It really does help. Mind of Texas is a collaboration between KUT 90.5 and the Hawk Foundation for Mental Health. Original soundtrack by Jerron Marshall. This episode was edited and produced by Jack Anderson for KUT Austin. I'm Mike Evans, Communications Manager for the Hawk Foundation for Mental Health and host of the Mind of Texas podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hope to have you back soon. See you next time.